Through the dusty windshield of his car, Chief of Police Giorgio Scuri watched the office buildings and hotels of downtown Athens collapse in a slow dance of disintegration, one after the other, like rows of giant pins in some cosmic bowling alley.
20 minutes, the uniformed policeman at the wheel promised. No traffic.
Scuri nodded absently and stared at the buildings. It was an illusion that never ceased to fascinate him. The shimmering heat from the pitiless August sun enveloped the buildings in undulating waves that made them seem to be cascading down to the streets in a graceful waterfall of steel and glass. It was 10 minutes past noon, and the streets were almost deserted, but even the few pedestrians abroad were too lethargic to give more than a passing curious glance at the three police cars racing east towards Hellenikon, the airport that lay 20 miles from the centre of Athens. Chief Scuri was riding in the first car. Under ordinary circumstances, he would have stayed in his comfortable, cool office while his subordinates went out to work in the blazing noon heat. But these circumstances were far from ordinary, and Scuri had a twofold reason for being here personally. First, in the course of this day, planes would be arriving carrying VIPs from various parts of the globe, and it was necessary to see that they were welcomed properly and whisked through customs with a minimum of bother. Second, and more important, the airport would be crowded with foreign newspaper reporters and newsreel cameramen. Chief Scuri was not a fool, and it had occurred to him, as he had shaved that morning, that it would do no harm to his career if he were shown in newsreels as he took the eminent visitors into his charge. It was an extraordinary stroke of fate that had decreed that a worldwide event as sensational as this one had occurred in his domain, and he would be stupid not to take advantage of it. He had discussed it in great detail with the two people in the world closest to him, his wife and his mistress. Anna, a middle-aged, ugly, bitter woman of peasant stock, had ordered him to keep away from the airport and stay in the background so that he could not be blamed if anything went wrong. Melina, his sweet, beautiful young angel, had advised him to greet the dignitaries. She agreed with him that an event like this could catapult him into instant fame. If Scuri handled this well, at the very least he would get a raise in salary and, God willing, might even be made Commissioner of Police when the present Commissioner retired. For the 100th time, Scuri reflected on the irony that Melina was his wife and Anna was his mistress, and he wondered again where he'd gone wrong.